And as the situation in the US develops post-election, jubilation is being followed by some consternation as it appears that Trump's unwilling to leave his office. I'm joined now by our correspondent in Dallas, Toby Thornett. Hi, Toby.
Hi, Annie.
What is the state of the race? Can we clearly say definitely that Joe Biden has won?
Well, I think we can. In any other year, you should for sure. It looks like Biden has won the Rust Belt states. Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. They've all gone to Biden. Nevada's gone to Biden. And it looks like there's going to be recounts in Georgia and Arizona. They're both very tight. But I would expect that Biden will win both of those and will end up with 306 electoral college votes, which is exactly the number Trump got in 2016.
If Trump doesn't concede, though, if he continues to argue illegality and irregularities in voting style, what are the chances of him changing the result?
This really is uncharted territory. So Trump is spouting these claims of voter fraud. It seems to be the line across the Republican Party. Up until now, they've produced no evidence, and that is true. In fact, a lot of the battleground states, including Pennsylvania and Nevada in the last couple of days, have come out very strongly and publicly defending their voting processes against voting fraud. So we don't really know how this will end up, but a lot of norms are being broken. And it's not only that Trump hasn't conceded. The General Services Administration, the GSA, has refused to sign off on a letter for Biden's transition team. And that means Joe Biden's transition team can't get access to funding. It can't get access to government officials now in place. It can't get access to office space or national security briefings. So it becomes a national security issue the longer this standoff continues.
And the General Services Administration, the chief, has said the election result isn't decided as well. So there's a lot of voices at the top and in very key positions of power acting as if this is an election that isn't over yet.
That's exactly the case. And there's a lot of political intrigue taking place in Washington and across the country. Now, remember, Annie, Trump has every incentive to stay in office. He has potential legal exposure. We know that the New York Times alleges that he has deep business debt of hundreds of millions of dollars. We know that there is potential sexual misconduct allegations against Trump. So Trump has every incentive to defend his family. But there's also a lot of political machinations happening across the country. And one can look at the Senate races that are still to come in Georgia in early January. There are two runoff elections which will potentially decide the balance of power in the Senate and in the government. And Republicans may be using the notion of fraud, widespread fraud in the election to say, hey, the Democrats stole the presidential election, don't let them steal the Senate. So across the Republican Party, it's hard to know how sincere they are in supporting Trump or whether it's just Trump and his inner circle who are really trying to overturn the results of this election.
How far do you think Trump would go? Because the word coup is being used, particularly after yesterday Trump fired the Secretary of Defense and put, obviously, a yes man in his place.
And no one wants to use the word coup when it comes to American democracy. You know, it's been such a bedrock for hundreds of years. But you're right. Trump removed the three heads now of the defense forces and replaced them with his loyalists. We saw today Secretary of State Mike Pompeo come out and say there will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. And we already know that the Republicans have pushed through the Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett, who Democrats have argued has been put in place to do Trump's bidding. So all the pieces are in place. Some would say if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, then it's a duck, and maybe Trump is trying to push a coup onto the American people. People are treading fairly warily, Annie. No one wants to use the word coup, though, you know, you look at what's happening and you've got to suspect there's something pretty sinister going on.
It is terrifying to know how far Trump would go because he's always gone further than we expected him to go, hasn't he?
You know, unless these people are going to stand up to Trump, and you've got to look at the Republicans, particularly those in the Senate, who are going to have all the power. Unless there are people who are going to say, enough's enough, Joe Biden won, let's move on. I don't think Trump's going to stop. And I think he's got enough people on his inner circle to give it a good try.
That's a very frightening thought, isn't it? Troops in the streets.
One would never have thought of it of America. Penny and I were saying, you know, we're our families here. And we're just saying, hey, you know, do we get out of here? At what point do you pull the plug and say, hey, this is getting a little bit scary? I mean, we're planning to come back at the end of the year anyway. But it could be some pretty tense times.
Let's hope not. Thanks, Toby. Thanks so much for your time. And we'll keep in touch with you and watch this space with great interest.
It's a pleasure.